in the valley.
Hide me from the rain.
Celebrate the awesome God.
Two minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. here on WMFO in Medford and going out to Lillian of Everett. This is Myron Butler and Levi and Nobody Like Our God. Butler and Levi here on Sounds of Praise, and nobody like our God. Amen, amen, amen. 7 minutes past the hour of 7 a.m. Want to remind you again, if you're just tuning in or if you haven't heard me say it before, we're going to go before the Lord in prayer very shortly, 7:15 or thereabouts, with the When You Pray and When You Pray segment of the ministry. You have a prayer request or a praise report, give me a call. We'd love to be able to praise God with you or pray for someone else. But here again, you need to go to the phones. Your act of faith, and since faith pleases God, we know He's going to work in your behalf. Plus, I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we lift up the prayer request and the praise report that we receive before God's throne. And you need to know our phone number, our new phone number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Coming up next, we have Travis Green, and this is Intentional here on Sounds of Praise.
I know that all things are working for my good, yeah. He's intentional, never failing.
All things are working for my good,
'cause He's intentional.
He's intentional,
hey, and He's never failing.
Working for me.
My faith is rising now.
It's working for me.
And although I can't see
The truth can hurt you, or the truth can change you. What will truth do to you?
I just wanna be happy, but if I keep on doing the things that keep on bringing me pain, there's no one else I can blame. If I'm not happy, wasted time, but now I can see the biggest enemy, it was me. So I'm not happy. Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
Preach.
If you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way. Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel. He knows the road that you need to take.
But it only works if
you wanna be happy.
Look at yourself and say,
don't you wanna be happy?
Yeah.
I just wanna be happy. But if I keep on giving my heart for people to tear apart, the healing will never start. So I can be happy.
Yes, Lord.
Will I ever be happy? Cry yourself to sleep, shout and raise your hands. It won't change a thing, child, until you understand.
If I'm talking to you, then say,
if you're tired of being the same, if you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
You've been there too long.
Don't get stuck in how you feel.
This one right here.
It's so easy to complain. Addicted to the pain.
Yes.
You give your heart, they push it away.
But I got good news for you.
Jesus knows just how you feel. Just let him take the wheel.
Hallelujah.
The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you wanna be happy?
If you're tired of you,
and say, I just wanna be happy.
Now, if you really mean that, open up your heart and say,
let me hear you say yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you're tired of going in circles,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Tired of making the same mistakes,
let me hear you say yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
But now's your chance.
Let me hear you say yeah,
say yeah,
yeah. If you're tired of things not changing, it's time for you to get out the way.
Are you ready? Come on!
Don't get stuck in how you feel. Say, Jesus, take the wheel.
Do it.
He knows the road that you need to take.
It's so easy to complain.
It's so easy to complain.
Come on!
Addicted to the pain.
Yeah.
You give.
Leave you.
Jesus knows just how you feel.
Yes,
just let him take the wheel. The love you need, he already gave.
But the question is,
do you wanna be happy?
Took a long time, but I'm ready.
I just wanna be happy.
Thank you, Lord. Every day, ask yourself,
do you wanna be happy?
Yes. Pull over. Let him drive.
I just wanna be happy.
From the album Losing My Religion, that's Kirk Franklin. And you wanna be happy? They ask some questions there that perhaps you need to have answered. Tired of going in circles? Tired of never making any progress? Tired of the uncertainty? Pastor Donnie McClurkin and Pastor Marvin Sapp, Israel Houghton, and they invite you to come just as you are to receive the salvation gift of Jesus Christ the Lord.
Mm. Mm. come as you are, and bring every burden. Come as you are, bring all your shame. Come as you are. I know you're hurting, but when you call upon His name and
God is saying, if you put your faith and your trust in Him, He will begin the process of straightening out all the mess that you've been in all these years. He's able to remove all the uncertainty. He's willing to change your direction so that you will know that you're on the right course, on the right path. And you'll have the assurance and the blessed peace that comes from being right with the Lord Jesus Christ. If you'd like that to take place in your life this day, I'd like to lead you in prayer. If you repeat these words after me to God and you mean what the words are saying, God will bring about His salvation gift in your life this very moment, this very day. Won't you pray this prayer? Dear Father, I recognize that I'm not in the place that I want to be. And if I am not satisfied with where I am, I can be certain that you aren't satisfied with my condition either. So I am turning around. I am repenting of my sin. I'm giving my life to you and to your control. I'm asking you to save me, forgive me, cleanse me, and make me your child through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and all that He's accomplished through His perfect life, His sacrificial death, and resurrection from the grave. I thank you, Lord, for the new life you've given to me, and I pray for your continued blessing and presence and direction in my life is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, if you say anything as simple as, Lord, save me, and if you mean it, God's done it. And if you've done that, I want to know about it because I have some material I want to send to you. It's free of charge, no further obligation on your part whatsoever. It's a one-time offer for those who have given their life to Jesus Christ here on Sounds of Praise. Can receive by calling me while I'm on the air. Our new number, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And we're sending material out to you, like I said, free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. We're not going to be pressuring you to join our church. You need to join some church, but let the Lord lead and guide you in what church you should become involved in. We're not going to be writing to you at some future date for money. We're not going to come to your house unannounced or sell your name and address for some of the group's mailing list. We aren't going to do any of those things. I promise you that. We're only going to continue to pray that you grow in your new life in Jesus Christ. The number again, while we're on the air, and I stress you need to call while I'm on the air. You call after I'm off the air. There's no guarantee I'll get that message. So you need to call me while I'm on the air. I'll be here at about 8 o'clock or a little bit thereafter. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And like I said, we send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. You have my word on that.
Never be the same. No, never be the same. Never be the same.
And we pray that you have come. If so, please give me a call so I can send you the material. Again, our phone number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. If by chance you're not near a phone, you can still get the material. You can write to me at Sounds of Praise.
Oh,
And we pray that you have come. And so please contact us so we can send you that material. And number 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. And if you're not near a phone, you can contact me by emailing me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. That's DarnleyVB@Verizon.net. And like I said, we'll send material out to you free of charge. No further obligation on your part whatsoever. Okay, 7:29, the Sounds of Praise time. We're getting ready now to go before the Lord in prayer and in praise. If you have a prayer request or a praise report, the number to call is the same number we've been giving out, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-WMFO. Prayer requests or praise reports. And I invite the many Christians out there in our listening audience to also join in with me as we lift up the various requests and reports that we receive before God's throne. Pastor Donnie McClurkin back again with Yolanda Adams, our princess here on Sounds of Praise. And this is the prayer. I am having problems with my equipment, so bear with me. Here we go.
Broken will be mended, and we'll remember
It's 7:39 here on Sounds of Praise. This is the When You Pray, When You Pray segment of the ministry. And we have a number of prayer requests. We're praying for D.E. D.E. suffered a couple of falls recently. And he's also suffering from memory loss. DE suffered a couple of falls and he's suffering from memory loss. We're going to pray that God going to minister powerfully in his behalf. Praying for GC. GC has a slipped disc in her back. We're praying for God's deliverance. GC suffering from a slipped disc in her back. We're praying for PB. PB is recovering from the flu. He's been under the weather for 3 or 4 days, and we're praying that God's going to continue to lift him up, raise him up, so he can continue with his work and school and everything else that's going on in his life. PB, recovering from the flu. Praying for Michelle of Medford. Michelle has been feeling better. She's received treatments, and they seem to be working. She has to go back on several other occasions to continue the treatment, but we're praying that God's going to continue to work on her behalf. Michelle of Medford, and she's still looking to overcome smoking. We're praying for Jay and T. They're planning their wedding for next September. Jay and T, we're praying God's blessing on them as they plan their wedding for next September. And also, she is planning to return to school and a possible career change. So we're looking to God to minister on her behalf as well. Many things going on in their lives. Let's look to him in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come this morning. We're thanking and praising you because we have some place that we can go. We have someone to whom we can turn. We have someone who cares and answers prayer. And so therefore, Lord, we come with thanksgiving in our heart, with joy in our lives, Lord, because of the reality of knowing that you're going to work in the behalf of our various needs and bring victory in these various situations. So we bring DE before you. He suffered 2 falls, Lord, and he's also suffering from memory loss. We pray, oh God, you administer powerfully in his behalf. Give him complete deliverance, oh Lord, and recovery from the falls. We pray, oh Lord, that you would work in his behalf, Lord, and restore memory so that as he concentrates on you and on your word, he may be able to remember the things that you said in your word and be comforted and strengthened to ever go onward and forward in you. As he looks to you in faith, we know that by your stripes, healing can be attained. And we're interceding in his behalf right now in Jesus' blessed name. And we're looking to you to accomplish great and mighty things and even empower his testimony in the days which are ahead is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. And for GC, who has a slipped disc in her back, Father, we pray you would touch her from the crown of her head to the sole of her feet. Let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. That which the doctors and medicine and science cannot accomplish, we're looking to you to accomplish in her behalf. May she recognize, Lord, that the healing she's going to receive will come from your hand, and that she in turn will live her life even in a greater way for you in the days which are ahead, so that many might be won into the kingdom through her life and through her testimony. This is our prayer in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And PB, who's recovering from the flu, Father, we pray you touch this young man from the crown of his head to the sole of his feet, Lord. So let healing virtue flow out right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Deliver him from the flu, Lord, and all the various things that would keep him back from his schedule at work and his schedule at school. We pray, oh God, that you would give him the wisdom, the knowledge, the understanding he needs so he won't fall behind in any of these areas, and that his life might be a tremendous testimony as he ever goes onward and forward in you. And we're praising and thank you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And for Michelle of Medford, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless and strengthen her as the treatments that she's been undergoing seem to be working, and she's in better physical health. And we pray, oh Lord, you would work out her schedule, Lord, as she has to return for other treatments as well, and that you will continue to work on her behalf, give her deliverance, Lord, from smoking. And may her life, oh Lord, be a tremendous testimony of what can be accomplished in the lives of those who surrender themselves to you and to your control. And we're praising you in advance for all you're going to accomplish in and through this life in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. And we ask you your blessing, Lord, upon Jay and T as they plan their wedding for next September, and also as Jay is planning to return to school and make a career change. Father, we pray in all these various areas and all these things that are going on that you would work powerfully in their behalf. May they recognize, oh Lord, that all the things that are accomplished will be because of your presence with them, and that you're with them, and that they continue to look to you in faith. May they recognize, O Lord, the great blessing that you have, and that many might be blessed even in and through their lives. And they have a desire, Lord, to help others. We pray, O Lord, that you will be able to minister to them as well, so they might have that which is needed to be your source of blessing in countless numbers of lives. And we thank you in advance for all that's going to be accomplished in Jesus' blessed name. Amen. It's 7:44 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, as we multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. And you may download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. Want to inform you, if you aren't aware, if you have a prayer request or a praise report when Sounds of Praise is not on the air, you can get it to us on our off-air phone number, which is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. And if by chance no one's there when you call, just leave your message, and as soon as I get it, I'll begin praying for you immediately, and then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians out there can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. The number again, when we're not on the air, is 781-648-5158, 781-648-5158. Or you can write to us at Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. That's Sounds of Praise, P.O. Box 560-151, Medford, Mass. 02156. Or you can email me at Darnley, D-A-R-N-L-E-Y, V as in Vernon, B as in Brown, Darnley, V-B at Verizon.net. And as soon as we receive your prayer request or your praise report, we'll begin praising God with you or praying for you. And then I'll bring it to our very next Sounds of Praise ministry so that many Christians can also join in and lift up your request before God's throne. If you wish to, you can maintain your anonymity. Just give us a first name, a last name, or an initial. That's sufficient for God. He knows who you are. He knows where you are. Most importantly, he has exactly what you need, and he'll provide it exactly when you need it as you reach out to him in faithful prayer. And we're here as part of the church to exercise the intercessory prayer that God has given to his people. So we're praying and praising God with you, along with you, so you might know that you're not alone in the various situations you're going through. Okay, 7:46 here on Sounds of Praise. We can get some time to get some more music in and on before we have to wrap it up. Well, actually, what I need to do is bring you the Sounds of Praise Community Bulletin Board. Let's bring up some background music. Save the date. North Shore Christian School Annual Banquet, Friday, October 28th, 2016. Registration is now available online at http://nschristian.org/event/annual-banquet-2016. Registration deadline October 12th. We can get so caught up in all of this stuff with the internet. And anyway, excuse me. The North Shore Christian School is holding their annual banquet on Friday, October 28th, 2016, annual fundraising banquet. Looking back and celebrating, looking forward and anticipating. With God, all things are possible. Matthew 19:26. It will take place at Spinelli's, Route 1 South in Peabody, Mass. 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. $40 per person, $350 a table for 10 guests, celebrating 65 years of God's faithfulness. A buffet dinner will be followed by an invitation to financially support the mission of North Shore Christian School. Attire is semi-formal, adults only, as seating is limited. You can contact the North Shore Christian School at 26 Urban Street in Lynn, Massachusetts, 1904 at the North Shore Christian School, 26 Urban Street, Lynn, Massachusetts, 01904. Or you can email PRAZUMNY at North Shore at nschristian.org. That's PRAZUMNY at nschristian.org for more information about the North Shore Christian School 2016 annual fun banquet on Friday, October 28th, 2016, at Spinelli's, Route 1 South, Peabody, Massachusetts, 6 o'clock p.m. to 9 o'clock p.m. $40 per person, $350 table for 10 guests, celebrating 65 years of God's faithfulness. It's 7:50 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org. We multicast on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, October the 2nd, 2016 edition of the Sounds of Praise Ministry, brought to you by the Christian Challenge Evangelistic Association of Medford, Massachusetts. Now, here's the music I wanted to get on. Pastor John P. Key, Zaccardi Cortez, and LFC, and Great God You Are.
There's a little praise song we sing at the church, and I want my son to come help me sing it.
Pops, I got you.
And it goes like this. Listen.
Blessings come down.
Blessings come down
when you're there.
When you're there.
Great things
happen.
Yeah.
In your presence.
You're great.
I'm God.
You are.
And it's 7:56 here on WMFO in Medford. This is Felix Mwanga and the Singers, local artists with Through It All.